Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield is waiting in the wings with his commentary, which has a theatrical flair this week. But first, I want to tell you about a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. The MLB playoffs are just around the corner. While many teams have already punched their tickets for the postseason, baseball's New York squads aren't going anywhere. We'll look into what went wrong on both sides of the East River. Also, we'll check in on the goings-on down in Austin, where Texas Longhorns head coach Charlie Strong has dismissed 9 players since taking over in January. We'll hear a cricket report from the hotbed of Nebraska, and CrossFit has spawned a new team sport. We'll have that story from Long Beach, California, ahead of Monday's National Pro Grid League Finals. It looks like Bill's almost in character now, so I'll set the stage by telling you that on October 4th, Suffolk Downs, the last thoroughbred racetrack in Massachusetts, will close for the season and most likely forever. This development has provoked Bill to resort to the vernacular of Damon Runyon, a writer he has long admired, whether or not Runyon was writing about the ponies.
It is a sunny autumn day, as happens from time to time in New England, but I am no more pleased than I am in the rain, which also commences when it will. The reason for this is I am such a guy as attends the races on occasion, and this particular enjoyable diversion is disappearing from the region, where Suffering Downs earns that name by sheltering many horses who do not run fast enough to break a pane of glass, should someone leave a pane of glass in their way, and should they run far enough to encounter it, which you can bet some of them do not, unless you desire to lose. I am not a reader of news, unless it is news that says the host of a card game I visit from time to time is in the sneezer. This news tells me that there is no game, and furthermore, that finding myself at that location where the game is on, if this guy is not in the sneezer after all, will be of no use to anybody who is not watching the door from across the street, with no good in mind whatsoever for a guy who shows up there. So I am glad to read such news, as I do not wish to be in the wrong place at the wrong time for any reason, and especially if it involves the sneezer. Some citizens with so many potatoes it does not occur to them at any time to multiply them at Suffering Downs say the racetrack is no place for a casino, and they are correct on this proposition, and also a blind pig sometimes finds an acorn. I always say ringing bells and other noise such as weeping men losing their homes and families is irritating no little and quite some to citizens whose noses are in the racing form. They are about the difficult business of finding a horse that will not fall down or stop to eat or otherwise occupy itself with business other than running 6 furlongs or maybe more, and they do not need to be told that Wayne Newton's show begins very soon indeed. But no racetrack whatsoever on the landscape? I am saddened more than somewhat by this development, and not just for me and other citizens given to watching the horses run at various rates in the sunshine, or some of them, but also for the jockeys and the larger people there as well, who will have to find some other dodge, of which there are not so many. This is what I am thinking, and I am likely thinking this on October the 4th as well, when perhaps the sun shines on the track and on the citizens there who are saying goodbye, though I am thinking it rains.
You can critique Bill's Runyon-esque musings at our website, onlyagame.org. That's also a great place to share his commentary with your Runyon-loving friends. Also, you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr.